With its turbulent opening and undulating solo violin, this piece has been called J.S. Bach's La Mer, a reference to Claude Debussy's Meditation on the Sea. But it's not the sea we're hearing in this music, it's the mighty River Jordan. Coming up on the Bach Hour, the waters of the Jordan and what they symbolize for Bach in his Cantata No. 7. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. I'm Brian McCreath. Each week, our program brings you the power and mystery of Bach's sacred works, as well as the virtuosity and brilliance of his instrumental masterpieces. You can explore all of it online at classicalwcrb.org, where this program is available on demand. That's also where you'll find a translation of the text for Bach's Cantata No. 7, Christ unser Herr zum Jordan kam, or Christ our Lord came to the Jordan. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. Before we dive into the power and mystery of the Cantata No. 7, here is some of that brilliance of Bach's instrumental writing. This is the Italian Concerto, with the Welsh harpist Catrin Finch here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. J.S. Bach was fascinated by all kinds of instruments, but there's no evidence that he wrote any solo works for the harp. As with so much of his music, though, the Italian Concerto, originally for harpsichord, crosses over to the harp world quite seamlessly. This performance of the Italian Concerto featured harpist Katrin Finch. June 24th is the date on which the Christian Church celebrates the birth of St. John the Baptist, and it was for that feast day that Bach wrote the Cantata No. 7, Christ unser Herr zum Jordan kam, or Christ our Lord came to the Jordan. More of a meditation on the meaning of baptism for the believer than a celebration of John the Baptist's life, the piece is infused with allusions to water, but not the calm, placid waters of the baptismal font found in church sanctuaries, as Bach makes clear in this opening. No, this is the surging, powerful water of the mighty Jordan River, combined with the dotted rhythms of a French overture to symbolize royalty and the entrance of Jesus, who was baptized in those very waters. Against that backdrop, the chorus sings an ancient chorale tune by Martin Luther, inviting the believer to be cleansed from sin. A brighter, more intimate aria for the bass soloist follows, with a downward-rushing figure in the accompaniment that might bring to mind the image of water being poured out of a pitcher. Then, as the tenor celebrates Jesus' baptism at the hands of John the Baptist, a violin duet brings us the sound of the words, "The Spirit appeared in the image of the dove." It's left to the alto soloist to directly communicate the Lutheran doctrine that no matter what good deeds the believer performs, it's baptism and faith as purifying forces that keep the believer from going to the pit of hell. Luther's chorale from the opening movement then returns in a simple harmonization to close the cantata. Remember, a complete translation of the text for this piece is available online at classicalwcrb.org. Here is a performance of the Cantata No. 7, Christ unser Herr zum Jordan kam, with alto Wilke T. Brummelstroete, tenor Paul Agnew, and bass Dietrich Henschel. They're joined by the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists, all conducted by John Elliott Gardiner, here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
Menschenkinder. Merkt und hört ihr Menschenkinder, was Gott selbst die Taufe heißt. Merkt und hört ihr Menschenkinder, merkt und hört ihr Menschenkinder, merkt und hört. Merkt und hört ihr Menschenkinder, merkt und hört. Merkt und hört ihr Menschenkinder, was Gott selbst die Taufe heißt. Merkt und hört ihr Menschenkinder, was Gott selbst die Taufe heißt. Was Gott selbst die Taufe heißt. Merkt und hört ihr Menschenkinder, was Gott selbst, Gott selbst. Was Gott selbst die Taufe heißt, merkt und hört, ihr Menschenkinder, was Gott selbst die Taufe heißt. Es muss zwar ihr Wasser sein, doch schlecht Wasser nicht allein. Es muss zwar ihr Wasser sein, doch schlecht Wasser nicht allein. Gottes Wort und Gottes Geist, Gottes Wort und Gottes Geist, tauft und reinige die Sünder, tauft und reinige die Sünder. Gottes Wort und Gottes Geist, tauft und reinige die Sünder. Gottes Wort und Gottes Geist, Gottes Wort und Gottes Geist, tauft und reinige die Merkt und hört ihr Menschenkinder, merkt und hört. Merkt und hört ihr Menschenkinder, was Gott selbst die Taufe heißt. Merkt und hört ihr Menschenkinder, was Gott selbst die Taufe heißt. Was Gott selbst die Taufe heißt. Merkt und hört ihr Menschenkinder, was Gott selbst, Gott selbst. Was Gott selbst die Taufe heißt, merkt und hört ihr Menschenkinder, was Gott selbst die Taufe heißt.
Hat Gott klar mit Worten und mit Bildern dargetan. Am Jordan ließ der Vater offenbar die Stimme bei der Taufe Christi hören. Er sprach, dies ist mein lieber Sohn, an diesem hab ich wohlgefallen. Er ist vom hohen Himmelsthron der Welt zu gut in niedrige Gestalt gekommen und hat das Fleisch und Blut der Menschenkinder angenommen. Ihn nehmet nun als euren Heiland an und höret seine teuren Lehren.
Nach seinem Leiden und nach dem Auferstehen aus dieser Welt zum Vater wollte gehen, sprach er zu seinen Jüngern: Geht hin in alle Welt und lehrt uns getauft wird auf Erden. Wir sollen gerecht und selig werden.
Menschen, glaubt doch dieser Gnade, dass sie nicht in Sünden stirbt.
A meditation on the power of baptism for the Christian believer in Bach's Cantata No. 7, Christ unser Herr zum Jordan kam, or Christ our Lord came to the Jordan. This performance from June of 2000 in London featured conductor John Elliott Gardner with the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists, along with alto Wilkete Brummelstötte, tenor Paul Agnew, and bass Dietrich Henschel. For all the amazing works by Bach that have survived the centuries, there's no question that a vast amount of his music has not survived. There are probably at least a couple of years' worth of cantatas, and we'll simply never know how many instrumental works Bach wrote or what they sounded like. But given what we do know about how Bach worked, it's possible to take some pretty good guesses. The late oboist and musicologist Bruce Haynes decided to extend the set of six Brandenburg concertos Bach wrote with another six, using music drawn from cantatas, masses, and other concertos. Here's one of them, the so-called Brandenburg Concerto No. 11, performed by the Montreal Baroque Band and director Eric Milnes.
Thank you.
with outer movements taken from Bach's Cantata No. 35 and a middle movement based on the Concerto for Three Harpsichords. That was Bruce Haynes' Brandenburg Concerto No. 11 in a recording dedicated to these arrangements by the Montreal Baroque Band and their director Eric Milnes. You can revisit this entire program on demand at our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's also where you can find more resources to enable your own explorations of Bach's music. Again, all of that awaits you at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.